This is your daily mind medicine.
Yo, yo, what's up? Happy Friday. Today's a good day. It's going to be a great day. Just as a reminder before we get into today, the way that I use Fridays, and this is my favorite way to do it, is spending time, not a lot, but a little bit of time, to assess. A good assessment leads to healthy calibration. You can't recalibrate something that you haven't assessed. I think a lot of people, they just go through so much. They go through sprint after sprint after sprint. They're never looking at, like, was this sprint good? Was this week good? Why was it good? Why was it not good? How do I change it? Yeah, there's only three things that you can do with the week. You can repeat it. You can cut things out of it, or you can add things to it. It's this neutral, positive, negative approach. So it's a really good question. What about this week would I change in regards to taking things away? What about this week would I change in regards to adding things to? Or what in this week would I keep? And you get some combination of that. A really quick, just kind of like the thought process for me today. Just so you know, like, I don't want to be that guy who is constantly like, yo, this is great. Yo, that's great. Yo, I'm just like the best in the world. I get annoyed because I love these people, but I know them. I love them, but I know them. And the problem is I know them. So I know their internet persona, and then I know their life. And I feel like there's a gap here because they're not honest. They're not being real about, they go through battles, and there's a difference. And you have, for the record, you probably have no idea who I'm talking about, because it's, I'm talking about the world in general. We have these social media personas, and I want to be the guy that you read when you feel like life is coming at you. And it's painful. I want to be the guy that you can pay attention to remember and realize that it is okay to hurt. It is okay to feel like you are not winning. Now, I will reframe that and redefine that here for a minute, as saying, like, sometimes the greatest training environments are the hardest environments. And we don't have time to talk about all the different stories, but I can tell you this, and I want you to listen to what I'm saying right now. Like, with my life right now has so many wonderful things and so many opportunities and so many great people. And it is, sometimes I'm so happy to be alive. But my life at the same time equally has so many problems. There's so much to work out. There's things that I'm recovering from and recalibrating from. And I think this is the point of life. You know you're living it well when you feel the edges of your abilities. You know you're living it well when you feel the edges of your sanity sometimes. It's okay. That's why we have these practices like the assessment and the recalibration. That's why daily mind medicine still exists after all these years. I can't stop it. Every time I try to stop, signs and wonders basically fall out of the heaven, and like, people are like, you got to keep doing this. And so I'm going to keep doing it. But I just want to remind you on this Friday, as we head into the weekend, that you are going to be okay. You're going to be fine. Everything is going to work out. Don't waste time on the cognitive distortion. You look that up. Cognitive distortion is when your expectation of a thing is worse than the thing itself. I've spent years of my life living there. I tell you, it's not worth it. It doesn't make anything better. You fix nothing through worry. The only proper response is to say, awesome. I'm grateful that I'm getting to learn and buy this experience right now. All right. Love you guys. Bye.